The Gay Vampire Next Door, written by Rod Mandelli, narrated by Kirk Hall. Chapter 1. Nobody believed Kenny Dawkins when he told them that a vampire moved in next door. He started by sharing the news with his mother.
"Is that what your father and I pay all that college tuition for? So you can spend your time dreaming up nonsense like this? Vampires on Willow Lane. Where do you think we are? New York City? Really, Kenny?" his mother said as she put the groceries away.
Kenny knew better. He had been watching the new neighbor every night from the corner of his window. Kenny would shut all the lights off in his room and sit on the carpet. He'd move the blinds just a bit so he could see around the bottom one. That provided him a generous view at different angles into various rooms of the neighbor's house. The elderly lady who had lived there before hadn't updated her furniture or decor in years. She loved antiques, and they filled every corner of the old house. Apparently, the new 30-year-old male neighbor had exactly the same taste, since the house was sold furnished and he hadn't bothered to change anything in there or even add anything of his own, at least in the area.